truth will set you free. First it'll freak you out. Lately I've been finding it in words long written down. What we need now is all those who will come alive, who know the whole world will change in the blink of an eye. I think it's time we open up our eyes.
This is Sally L. Cordy, and welcome to Vaccine Free America. My guest this evening is Ellen Diane, and she has brought someone on the show to join us. But let me just tell you a few things about Ellen Diane. She is a veteran, and everybody is always interested to know that. And she is just an avid researcher about how to improve one's health. So she was telling me about Dr. Rich Petras, I believe is his is how you say his name, but she'll correct me if I'm wrong. And she asked if he could explain about the latest thing that she has found that is working wonders for her. So I said, of course, anything that will help people's health, especially children, I am completely focused on children because they have so many ailments thanks to vaccination. So please welcome my guest, Ellen Diane. Hi, Ellen.
Hey, how are you doing, Sally? It's so good to be here and hear your voice again.
Well, your friend, Dr. Rich, how do you say his last name?
Petras, you said it correctly.
Petras,
and
okay.
He'll correct us if I'm wrong.
He's joining us now. He's on the phone with our producer.
Okay, great.
Hello, is Dr. Rich Petras there?
I am here. You're close. It's Petras, but that's really pretty close.
Petras. Okay, good. Thanks for clarifying. You are a naturopathic doctor, am I correct?
That is correct. I have been so for 30 plus years, and probably have seen 20,000 or so patients in my tenure, and but really doing the best work that we've done in our whole career in the last 2.5 years versus all the other previous years.
Well, Ellen, I gave you an order in which I was hoping Dr. Petras would address this issue, and I don't have it in front of me. Do you know what I said?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
I was Dr. Petras, excuse me. One of the things that we are dealing with in today's toxic world is a condition called oxidative stress. And Sally wanted you to explain what that was.
Well, it's not something new. Ellen Diane, it is the reason that people or even pets or dogs or cats, whatever, it's the reason that we all eventually die. Oxidative stress is a problem, an issue. It's part of life. We eat, we breathe, we exercise. Even when we're sleeping, we are dealing with oxidation in our cells. It's part of human physiology. But and that's good. That's the way we were created. That's the way our body functions within the eight functioning systems in our body. But there is a problem that occurs with within these cells when we get a little bit older. And no one really ever believes that 25 or 30 is old, and it truly is not. However, that is a benchmark age. That time between 25 and 30 is crucial to our well-being as we venture to live as long as we can and live healthily and productively. But herein lies the problem. We are created as a human being with approximately 17 trillion cells that make up eight functioning systems of the body. The immune system, for example, the digestive system, the respiratory system, the nervous system, the glandular system, the vascular system, and so on. All of those systems of the body are made up of trillions of cells. And within the nuclei of every one of those cells lie genes. That's what makes up our individual and unique genome. That's our stuff. We are, everybody has a different genome. But inside that little nucleus of all those cells is located 20 to 35,000 encoded genes. And they express themselves. They're all the same in structure, but if the genes are in the brain, the cells in the brain, they express themselves in a certain way so that we have normal neurological function. If they are located in the liver, they express themselves electrochemically so that our liver functions correctly. I'm sure you understand what I'm saying about gene expression and the location in the body. So their function is unique relative to where they are located. Now, when they are expressing themselves correctly, they are really like a finely tuned piano, and the music is wonderful. It's pleasing to the ear. It really is wonderful for us to listen to, and we enjoy it. But if that piano gets out of tune over years of use, then the music isn't very pleasing, and you have to have somebody come in as a professional to tune those strings up again on the piano so that it functions like it should. Well, here's the problem. In medicine, there is a plateau that every individual goes through somewhere between 25 and 30, and for some it may be 32 or 33. But the issue is with oxidative stress. Oxidative stress doesn't become oxidative stress until there are more free radicals in our body bombarding our cells and our tissue and damaging them. That's when we reach this plateau called age-related oxidative stress. Prior to that, it's really a wonderful thing. Like, for example, when we are newborn to 10 years of age, those genes produce, when they are expressing themselves correctly, they produce four antioxidative enzymes. And those enzymes are glutathione, superoxide dismutase, catalase, and hemioxygenase. Those enzymes are important to aging and disease physiology. So if we are producing them at maximum levels, and they produce, they neutralize each a million free radicals per second 24 hours a day, so that when our genes are expressing themselves correctly, Our body and all of those genes are neutralizing 4,000 free radicals per second, 24 hours a day. So when we're younger, we really don't age that much. We really feel indispensable most of the time. The norm is that we're very healthy, and we have great mental acuity and physical stamina, and life is wonderful. But the change takes place within that period of time, that five-year gap between 25 and 30, when gene expression wanes because they get a little, they get overworked, and the genes do not produce as many of those four antioxidative enzymes. So what happens is we reach this place in medicine, as I said, called age-related oxidative stress. More free radicals than a lesser amount produced by the genes of those antioxidative enzymes, and now they can't neutralize all the free radicals, and the free radicals begin the battering of our cells, and they begin destroying tissue in the body and damaging it. And that is the time when each of us, and it's a little different for every one of us, but within a few years, that's when we all begin the aging process, and that's when disease physiology manifests itself. Now, the longer we go and the older we get, I mean, if we just think about this logically, if we look in the mirror when we're 50 versus when we were 25 or 30, we can tell that we've aged. Maybe we see some wrinkles. Maybe if it's a male, you start losing your hair. Male or female, it starts to turn gray. Our energy, it's not as vibrant as it used to be. Our physical stamina isn't as good. Our mental acuity isn't as good. We start noticing that we are starting to lag some. And probably things are going on where something occurs and we need to visit a doctor, and the doctor makes a diagnosis and normally puts a person on prescription medication and or surgeries. That's what allopathic doctors do. But allopathic doctors, when they use those modalities of treatment, they are really only treating symptoms. It's not curative. It is just an approach to take care of one isolated situation located within one system of the body, and they ignore the function of the rest of them. So oxidative stress, if we go to a very prestigious, the most prestigious medical research site, the library in the world, and it's located here in the U.S. It's called PubMed.gov. And there are probably at least 85,000 manuscripts from the peer-reviewed research that details the cause of all disease. All 244-plus diseases that people go to for doctors for some help is caused by one thing. One. All of them, age-related oxidative stress, free radicals out of control that are damaging our cells and the tissue of the body, so that as the older we get, the worse the damage gets, the more free radical damage, the more oxidative stress that occurs, so that when people finally die, there is normally a cause for the death when it's written finally, and the story ends and we close that chapter in the book on that person's life. It doesn't say age-related oxidative stress, but that is truly what causes a person to stop breathing and literally die, that those free radicals continue the damage, and it is so intense that the eight systems of the body can no longer sustain their normal function, and a person dies. Now, people contact all the time, and as a naturopath, I mean, all the time. My wife and I came out of retirement 2.5 years ago. You know, a person works their whole life to retire, and you think, well, it's wonderful to retire, and it really was. We enjoyed that. But when we saw the research on the formulations that I can tell you about this evening, that has literally given thousands of people that I've had the privilege of working with in the last 2.5 years the gift of life and hope, these are people that were chronically or critically ill. These are people that were terminally ill. who were told by their doctors that you only have a certain amount of time, there is no hope. These are people that were suffering from things like, for example, people on kidney dialysis, people with, nobody likes to talk about cancer, but it's a problem. Diabetes is a big one. All the pain issues, etc. We can go on and on. You're listening on this show, and you may be dealing with some other kind of a diagnosed health condition yourself, or have someone else in your family. You know what they are. There are a lot of them, and we've had people with the most serious issues who were told by their medical doctors, who were just treating the symptoms, that you have no hope. Live with this reality until you die. We'll do the best job we can of keeping you comfortable. Well, let's relate this process, and this is a nutrigenomic process that our company uses, using food-based formulas that are medically researched and patented that enhance gene expression. Those genes, when they express themselves correctly, produce those antioxidative enzymes at youthful levels, and that's what keeps us from aging, and that's what keeps us healthy. Now, let's talk about something that the whole world is in a panic over, and I truly don't understand this because, and I'm referring to the coronavirus. I mean, it's not a new virus. A virus is a virus. Maybe one is more contagious than the other, but what I'd like to say to people is please don't panic. It's being touted as we're in a pandemic. It's an epidemic. It's a global problem. Well, so far in this country, well over 20 to 25,000 people have died from the flu. The normal flu. I live in West Virginia, and there was a doctor on Facebook last night that said this is the worst season ever for the flu in the state of West Virginia and the United States of America. A lot of people have died from this flu, but you didn't hear anything in the news. There was no panic. I mean, we're looking at 20 to 25,000 deaths so far with coronavirus. There's less than 100 and maybe less than 1,000 that's been diagnosed with it in this country. And everything's closing down. Everything is, I went to Walmart today and people were knocking each other over to buy toilet tissue. There was none on the shelf. I don't understand that. Maybe someone could tell me why. But this doctor last night said that coronavirus has already been through West Virginia. And he believes that there were no tests done when people came in and exhibited symptoms of the flu. And they're pretty similar, regardless of which one it has been in our history from 100 years back to now. And a lot of people have died of these various flus. But he said that he believes that 50 to 60 to 70% of the people that he saw, it was coronavirus, and they overcame it very easily. There were a few deaths in West Virginia.
We're going to be going to commercials soon, Dr. Petras, and Ellen Diane, I want to tell you are listening to Vaccine Free America. My guest is Dr. Petras, and he was brought on by my other guest, Ellen Diane, and we will be taking a commercial break shortly.
Okay, do I continue till the commercial?
No, we will be right back with our guest.
Okay, all right.
Time we open up our eyes and our heart. Let a light shine so bright, there's no left here in the dark.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hi, everybody. This is Vaccine Free America, and my name is Sally Elcordy. I'm your host, and my guests this evening are Ellen Diane and Dr. Richard Petras. And we were talking about the coronavirus, and I want to bring something to your attention since this is the issue at hand. It's very important. I just read two of these things before we went on air, and I thought I must share them with you now. First of all, the Department of Health and Human Services has submitted a document to the Federal Register, and what it is saying is a summary. It says the Secretary is issuing, the Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services is issuing this declaration pursuant to Section 319F-3 of the Public Health Service Act to provide liability immunity for activities related to medical countermeasures against the coronavirus, COVID-19. But I just wanted to bring to your attention that they are putting us on notice that they are going to provide liability immunity for medical countermeasures against. That would be a vaccine. So please look alive when I say that. Also, there's something that... are we on air? Yeah, it's not coming from me. Ellen, would you like to see if that background noise is coming from you or from the doctor? Hello?
I think it might have been the... I was sitting next to an aquarium. How's that?
That's fine. Better. Is the doctor on with us?
I'm on.
Okay.
I'm sitting okay. in a isolated room that there's no other noise at all,
okay,
so
no
I don't
problem.
Believe it's
okay.
me.
That's fine. Okay, I'm just going to keep going then. If everyone's doing their best to keep quiet, I'll just continue. There's something else I need to announce to you. I just opened this today in prepforthat.com, and basically they're saying that a mayor in Champaign, Illinois, has enacted a state of emergency. It says the current order affects nearly 90,000 people. Worse, more among the possible other actions is the continuance of firearms and ammo sales within Finan, she's Mayor Finan, order that exists not a single... Oh, there's not a single case of coronavirus. Would you like to hear what her enactment can... What can happen to you as a result of her enactment with not one case of single of coronavirus in her metropolis? It is this. They can take possession of private property and obtain full title to same. How does that have anything to do with the coronavirus? They can direct the shutoff of power, water, gas, etc. They can ban the sale of gasoline. They can ban the sale of firearms and alcohol. But, I mean, honestly... they can prohibit or restrict ingress and egress. But I want to know, what does the shutoff of power, water, and gas and possession of private property, confiscation, have to do with the coronavirus? Do you understand what's going on here and the liberties they're going to be taking with your ability to have a glass of water and own a piece of property as a result of a coronavirus? And there's not even one case in this woman's town. I just have to put that out there. This is insane. And now we're going to get back to health. So welcome again, my honored guests, Ellen Diane and Dr. Petras.
Okay, well, that's really quite interesting. And in the state of West Virginia, we are the only state in the nation that does not have, to this time, one confirmed case of coronavirus, at least as it's been recognized here in the past couple of weeks. Let me continue where I was, and this was a very important portion of what I was going to say. You know, obviously the government is looking to produce some vaccines related to the coronavirus, just like they did in preparation, and when some of these other viral issues became prevalent within our society. But that really isn't the issue. Again, coronavirus is one of the 240 diagnosed issues that people go to doctors for treatment. But again, the cause is age-related oxidative stress. Free radicals bombarding our cells. Now think about this for just a moment. It just makes common sense why one wouldn't look for a new intervention like a vaccine. And if that happens, folks, they're going to use the vaccine on the multitudes so that they can experiment on you. That's really what it will be, an experiment. But it is not necessary. Please don't panic. The issue is that one needs to help their immune system function at maximum levels. Well, how do you do that? You go to your doctor, right? No. Remember, they're only going to treat the symptoms. They're not going to look at the cause, and they're not going to boost your immunity. So here's what one can do. Now, the immune system, again, is made up of trillions of cells. But the cells in the immune system are completely different, diverse from the function of the cells in all of the other functioning systems, like the nervous system, for example, or the urinary system. Important systems made up of cells, but the responsibility of the immune system, the cells in the immune system, they are comprised of specific, very powerful killer cells, white blood cells, T fighter cells, B fighter cells, macrophages, phagocytes, lymphocytes, etc. Their responsibility, like a malware program on your computer, is to sit in waiting throughout the whole body. And when they recognize an influx of a abnormal viral load, they see where those viral cells are, and they immediately respond and attach themselves to those cells and destroy them. That's the same process that occurs with bacterium or cancer cells or yeast cells or any other foreign aversive cells that attack our body. That's the function of the immune system. Now, let's go back to this inherent issue with human physiology. If we're 30 or older and there are more free radicals than enzymes to neutralize them, well, those cells, those white sophisticated killer cells in the immune system, are subject to that battering of free radicals millions of times per second on all of those sophisticated killer cells, white cells in our immune system that are to protect us. And the older we get, the weaker these cells become, because now, instead of them attacking like they were designed to do, they are defending themselves from an abundant onslaught of age-related oxidative stress, these free radicals. And it gets worse and worse and worse. Now, some do sustain, and some are still able to attempt to overcome these aversive cells like cancer and bacterium and virus, etc. In this case, we're talking about viral cells. So the issue is that the older we get, and so there's a 2% mortality rate. And who are most of those people? They're older people who have compromised immune systems. Why is their immune system compromised? Because the killer cells are being attacked, and they become totally, at some point, non-functional, and that person dies because they have no defense mechanism. Do drugs do that? Do prescription drugs help with that? No. I mean, think about the treatment of cancer. The intent of chemotherapy is to cause, this is the intent, look it up, research it. The intent of chemotherapy is to cause massive oxidative stress in all the cells of the body so that it goes through the body like a tsunami and kills all the cells. Killer cells, good cells, cancer cells, kills them all. That's why most people die of the treatment. They don't actually die of cancer. In relation to viral cells, how do you help your immune system? Go out and buy colloidal silver, take vitamin C, lysine, take a lot of these other things that are used and you talk about and so on. If you do that, you may have some benefit, but you're still targeting a specific type of pathogen, a virus, and your immune system isn't any better off. Your killer cells are no better able to defend you than they were before you started taking those. And what are you going to do, take buckets of those the rest of your life and hope that you continue to ward it off? Here is a simple solution. Focus on this, folks. This is for everyone. I'm not saying that this is a preventative to coronavirus. However, I've heard many doctors say if you want to prevent the coronavirus, you do something to help your immune system fight the virus off. Well, here's the solution. There is a very famous microbiologist who spent 45 years, his name is Dr. Joe McCord, who created a natural formulation made of five botanicals, five food substances that enhance gene expression. Now listen to what it is. It is a cellular activator. It activates the cells of the body to function like they did when we were newborn to 10 years of age, when we were not experiencing disease and we were not aging. How does it work? What is it called? It is called Protandim NRF2. If you go to PubMed.gov, what it says in the research is related to coronavirus. If you want to stay healthy and prevent it or even overcome it, if you contract it, you must increase NRF2 transcription factor. Transcription factor means an electrochemical transfer of the NRF2 protein from the outer wall of trillions of cells to the nucleus to get to the genes. If that protein gets from that outer wall at a receptor site, taken in by another protein kinase and escorted to the door of the nucleus, once it gets in there, those genes that are not expressing themselves are finely tuned within seconds, and they immediately start producing glutathione, superoxide dismutase, catalase, and hemioxygenase at maximum levels, and immediately, free radicals start to become neutralized. All of a sudden, within 24 hours, there are now more antioxidative enzymes than free radicals. So the problem is stopped in its tracks. And the longer you take this, the more gene expression is enhanced and the more that the antioxidative enzymes take control. So what the medical research says is, these doctors are concurring with the research, if you want to help yourself as a preventative, enhance NRF2 transcription. This formula, this little yellow tablet that took Dr. McCord 45 years to create, is protected by 12 medical patents. It's the only nutrigenomic cellular activator in the world, and what it does is what the research says that has to happen. It immediately activates the cells, causing the genes to produce the antioxidative enzymes in very abundant supplies, starts immediately neutralizing the cause. And so if you do that, if the cells do that, and the immune cells, and the cells in the immune system, the killer cells, if that battering on their entity stops, now they are again able to attack versus being attacked and defending themselves, and the virus doesn't stand a chance. And I mean, there's even research in there about HIV, okay, and all the treatment and so on and how deadly it is. It's still the contributing factor to HIV or coronavirus or the swine flu or the normal flu or a cold that's caused by a virus. If you stop the free radical damage, the killer cells can then do their job, and it doesn't matter whether it's viral, bacterial, whether it's cancer, whether it's yeast or any other pathogen, our immune system now is in control. So a person doesn't have to take handfuls of antioxidants. You'd have to take buckets full of them. Our body is created in such a manner that the genes produce the antioxidative enzymes to do what is necessary to keep us young and to keep us healthy, even in the presence of what they're calling a pandemic, an emergency. And it truly isn't an emergency. Remember, folks, the mortality rate of coronavirus is less than 2%. Okay, so if they create a vaccine, the vaccine is just simply going to predispose you as an individual to other types of infections. And it's going to interfere with this process of enhancing cellular function. It's going to cause something as an alterative effect unless your cells recognize they upregulate, they downregulate when they're activated. They stop certain functions relative to the needs of your specific cells that are encoded in your genome. If there are cells that need to be repaired, the genes give commands to repair them. If there are DNA that are mutated, the genes give commands to repair them. If there are chromosomes that need to be rescripted, they're given commands to do it. If there's too much fibrosis, which causes blood clots and heart fibrosis and kidney fibrosis, which is deadly, then it gives the commands to tone it down, to downregulate. If there's too much inflammation, then these commands are given to stop the inflammation. So this simply causes our body to function like it did when we were young and we were healthy. Now, the research doesn't stop there. There is another protein called NRF1, which also has to get to the nucleus. When that protein gets to the nucleus, along with the NRF2 protein, the NRF1 protein controls mitochondria. There are mitochondrial diseases like Parkinson's, for example, that simply are caused by a lack of mitochondria. What do? They power everything. They're very important. They power our brain function, our heartbeat, our kidney function, liver function, but they power the function of 17 trillion cells in our body, including what? The cells of the immune system. So if you activate the NRF1 protein and get it to the nucleus, and take it in conjunction and have that happen in conjunction to activating the NRF2 protein and keeping it vibrant and going electrical transmission to the nucleus, then NRF1 powers everything up. It makes ATP. It causes our body energy. If mitochondria were shut off, we'd be dead in 10 seconds. Very important. Two theories of aging and disease, the mitochondrial theory of aging and disease and the oxidative stress theory of aging and disease. It assists our cells into overcoming those two issues so we stay healthy. Now, let's talk about gene expression again. These two formulations, natural, patented, medical, but they are not prescriptions. They function like prescriptions. There are no side effects. There are no contraindications with medications that people are taking. But when you take the two together, gene expression is enhanced by 68%. Prescription medication, it diminishes gene expression, and it causes more oxidative stress. How does that make sense? You use prescription medications which enhance oxidative stress, which is the cause of all disease, to treat a disease. I don't understand it. As a doctor, I truly don't understand it. I'm glad I'm a naturopath and not an allopath. Now, that's really good, but in 30 days, the research says that if you take those two, your cells will neutralize 40% of the cause of any of your problems that you're diagnosed with, all 244 diseases, including the coronavirus. If you continue for 120 days, your cells will neutralize 70% of the age-related oxidative stress. But it doesn't stop there. Our company scientists continued the medical research, and they looked at something called NAD, a molecule that is necessary to produce sirtuins. Sirtuins are the anti-aging genes. These sirtuins are related to a multitude of disease conditions. So if you can find a way to maximize sirtuin production, this is what the research after 3.5 years of clinical trials proved. When you add the NAD synergizer to Protandim NRF1 by increasing that protein to the cell, and NRF2 by transcription getting that protein to the cells, activating all of the cells, we now go from a gene expression of 68% to 1,500 to 1,800%. Now that's, and I'll tell you how important that is in just a second. But the difference is that by taking the three, oxidative stress in 24 hours is neutralized by 78%. Now think about that. If a person is diagnosed with a terminal problem and they only have 3 months to live, and we go through the traditional research of NRF1 and NRF2, well, they don't have 4 months to neutralize, to get to the point where they're going to improve. But by doing it this way, almost 80%, almost all of the cause of that person's terminal illness is neutralized in 24 hours, and it gets better. Now, can a person use Protandim NRF1 and NRF2 as a preventative? Well, what does the research say? The research says to help your immune system. By what? NRF2 transcription factor. It says in the medical research on PubMed.gov that if a person can maintain that, then they won't have to worry about ever contracting coronavirus or any other viral strain or probably most of these other health conditions that cause people major, major issues and maybe take them from their family by death. Now, that's what the research says that one can achieve by doing that. Is it a preventative? Well, you make your decision. I know how I feel. I know the number of people that I have worked with. I know what they have accomplished. By taking Protandim NRF1 and NRF2 and getting those proteins to the nucleus, it satisfies the research on enhancing NRF2 transcription factor, and it allows the white blood cells of the immune system to do their job regardless of the aversive pathogen. But we're talking about coronavirus. And in my professional opinion, if a person contracts the virus and you use all three of the formulas together synergistically, it is so powerful. It is the most, it's the optimum approach to health and wellness and longevity. One should expect to live to 100 or well beyond. That means 150 maybe, and function like you did when you were 45 or 50, mental acuity, physical stamina, etc. That's the medical research, folks. But when, there was a pathologist on one of my calls a couple months ago, and I was teaching the same concept. And when I got to where I said, you know, you can enhance your gene expression by 68% with getting those two proteins to the nucleus, he broke in and said, Dr. Rich, that is so exciting. He said, we diminish gene expression and we enhance oxidative stress. He said, I'm so excited. Keep going. And then I taught you, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, then I talked about the third formula, which was increasing sirtuins and increasing gene expression to 15 to 1800%. He once again broke in. Now, this is a medical person, and he can say this on a call. I can't. He said, Dr. Rich, do you realize what that means? I said, yes, sir, I do. What does it mean to you? And he said, well, to everyone on this call, it means that if you enhance your gene expression by 15 to 1800%, he said, I don't care what you were diagnosed with and what your doctor said, you will overcome what you're going through. That's cellular activation. That's nutrigenomics. That's what we have as a company to offer. Very inexpensive, no side effects, no contraindications with the meds, but the goal of most people is to use this approach and enhance their cell function so that it functions and does exactly upregulate, downregulate, stop certain things, whatever is necessary at the right place, at the right time, and the right amount to keep that person healthy and cause them to live a long period of time. Folks, don't panic. Don't panic. You know, we're talking about a decreased immune system response, and that's what kills people with coronavirus or any other disease. You can reverse that. Medically validated, measurable scientific medical research that proves that one can easily enhance their immune system by utilizing NRF2 transcription factor, just like PubMed.gov says, not by using a bunch of supplements, not by using any medications or injections, and for God's sake, not by using some vaccine. That's the worst thing you could do if you want to overcome this problem or prevent it. Because utilizing a vaccine, taking a vaccine and having it injected into your bloodstream, it isn't increasing your cellular activation. It isn't increasing those antioxidative enzymes. That's the key to health and wellness and slowing down or stopping the aging process. NRF2 activation, and we have the means to do it. It's easy. It took a long time to create, but it is available. And, you know, people like Diane, they can tell you how to get it. I can tell you how to get it. It's easy to acquire. So at this point, I'm going to ask, is there any question that you would have for me to continue with this conversation?
The most valuable thing we can get right now is a testimonial from Ellen Diane. Ellen, take it away.
Well, I've been in the product 3 weeks. I was taking so many vitamins, vitamin C, all these things, which fighting this constant free radical nonsense in my body. And my liver was really stressing over it. And I knew it was the pills because that's when I would take them. And I thought, there's got to be a better way. And I just believe that God led me, a friend to call me and tell me about this. And I was willing to do it. You know, I was willing to try. And at first I'm like, you know, I've had enough vitamins. I don't need any more. But that I research things. I just don't close the door to my mind. I want to know what I'm turning down. And so I researched it. And I, of course, I saw what Dr. Rich so well described. And so I got on it. And within 24 hours, I felt, damn. I'm sure your body's under oxidative stress. You feel stress because that's what, you know, happens. And so I calmed down.
Sweetheart. Hi, dear. We're going to commercial now, and we'll be back okay. So you can describe how you felt after you took the product. Thank you.
Okay.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I think it's time we open up our eyes and our hearts.
Welcome back to Vaccine Free America. I am your host, Sally L. Cordy, and my guests today are Ellen Diane and Dr. Rich Petras. I would like to give you his website. Please write it down. LifeVantage.com. L-I-F-E. V as in Vantage, A-N-T-A-G-E.com, LifeVantage.com. Okay, Ellen was giving us a testimonial about how she has been feeling since she has been using this product, and the product is called Protandim. Am I correct in saying that's the product name?
Protandim NRF2, Tandim NRF1, and Protandim NAD Synergizer. Actually, that's my website. May I correct that?
Sure, please do.
It's three medical doctors providing three short medical videos, which explains everything that I'm talking about relative to these three formulas and what one would expect to happen in their cells. Actually, Ellen, mine's the same as Ellen's. Could you give your site, Ellen?
Ellen,
give
mine. Ellen, are you there, dear? Okay, you go ahead.
It's ABC, the first three letters of the alphabet, got it, GOTIT.com/rich. This will provide anyone that is listening with all of the clinical information they would deem necessary as a preventative to this issue and the reasons why medically, and also it's clinical. It's Dr. McCord, it's Dr. a vascular surgeon, and a research scientist who talk about the evolution of these three formulas and what one would expect if they choose to take them. This is the alternative versus a vaccine. Please don't consider or take a vaccine if it's developed for this. It is not the answer.
Thank you very much. Ellen, are you still with us, dear?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out why my phone kept shutting down. It's overheating, so I'm going to take it
out.
Well,
we don't have a lot more time. We don't have much time, so I would like to thank Dr. Petras, Dr. Rich Petras at abcgotit.com/rich, and allow you, Ellen, to continue. Ellen. Oh, dear. Okay. Well, Ellen
We've lost her.
I'm back again.
She's back. Okay, Ellen, you only have a couple of minutes, maybe one. Go right ahead.
Okay, I just want to say on the product, I could almost write a book, What's Happening With Me. But everything that I've been fighting with and throwing vitamins at is starting to just go away, including muscle tone issues, including lungs, constantly fighting lungs, adrenal issues, because this here addresses the whole body. My whole body's taking care of it. I don't have to throw at this organ.
Thank you very much, Ellen Diane, for that testimonial. Coming up is Immunize Wisely with Ingrid Castle. She's always got the best guests, so stick around.
Okay.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.